That Skyline Drive that I drove down from Pennsylvania, they've got those on that Skyline Drive, some of them.
We are. See, we were talking a while ago about the barn and some things like that. There were a couple of things here I wanted to ask you about. I didn't ask you about. On the house, you know, on the outside of the house, there's the boards that lap over like that on a wooden house. What do you call those? Mm-hmm. You got the boards built and kind of
doing. This house built in there. It's been covered over with insulation, asbestos. This house is built out there. I built my house over there, a big house built there. They just lap the boards. I was my building when I worked with the carpenter's bar. They said, yeah, they lap. What they call lapidary, like down over the elements. I don't know what they call it.
They're called weatherboards.
I don't know if it's got a weatherboard. It was a big, huge piece of flat board, much bigger than these boards you put on the outside. Weatherboard. My understanding of weatherboard was the fact that it was a big, wide board, something like plywood. Of course, they didn't have plywood in those days. They had very few pieces of timber that was over 10 inches wide.
Yes, sir.
You had to come out of the heart of the timber to get it any wider than that. Some of it wouldn't cut it.
What do they usually call the you know, place, the things that run around the roof that would carry the water off? What do you think? So the water wouldn't drip on you when it rains?
Yeah. We call them gutters. I had them all over a big house. I took them all. They were useless. We had to keep them cleaned out because the trees would throw the leaves in, stop them up and things. Oh, it was 25, 30 feet high. We had to get up and clean those gutters out. We could stop up, dribble down the side of your house and make a dark place. I would have a water just run off the house. Leaves were high, way out. It dropped clear before she got high down here. It did wash a gutter alongside the house. But I planted shrubbery right there, and it didn't wash that up. It didn't rain anymore.
What kind of fences did y'all have when you were coming up around?
Fences? Out there on the farm, we had regular split rail fences like they had in Virginia. We had split rail fences. We never did. There was one little field covered with those split rails.
They lay kind of zigzag?
Yeah, they cut it like a zigzag and stack them, hang them back and forth. Of course, I guess that's all they had to fence with. They run out of wood, they go out and pick up one of them and chop it up and use the wood. Still had one field of it, surrounded with it.
Any kind of wire fences or anything?
Yeah, we have wire fences in our garden. I had to put them around there because rabbits, possums, coons, and all that. So when the coons still get them, I got a friend down there, got an orange grove. They climb all in that, down in the flatwoods. They go in there and climb those trees, eat those oranges. I don't know coons eat those oranges. Went down there and he caught a half trap in there, had a big old coon in there and caught it. Set it in the orange grove. I didn't know they ate oranges. I knew rats eat oranges, but when they fall off, but I didn't know that the coon would eat oranges.
Did y'all ever have any wooden fences that come up to a point like slats and they come up to a point like that?
No, they didn't ever stand them straight up like that. I've heard of them, but I never had seen one of them that instead of stacking them like a split rail fence, they take them, put them along like a